talk Washington. You got some NFL props for us in the next segment as well. But let's talk Washington, the Washington football team here, the NFC East. We previewed all the other teams in the NFC East. This may be the best one inside the division. Certainly the best defense, Kyle. 50-1 to win the Super Bowl, plus 230 to win the NFC East, plus 135 to make the playoffs, and 8.5 wins is their total here. And the weapons all on the board. Fitzpatrick, Gibson, J.D. McKissick is in there, RB49. He's not really getting drafted as a top RB, but he was among the top RBs last year in catches. Terry McLaurin, wide receiver 10, ADP 30. This is NFFC ADPs over the past 2 weeks. Curtis Samuel, a new member for Washington. And then I call him Dynamic Brown. Dynamic Brown, not even really getting drafted. Wide receiver 154, 291. There's other guys that are getting drafted ahead of him, like Antonio, like Gandy Golden. Logan Thomas in there, tight end 997. What do you make of this Washington team?
Yeah, I mean, really, I think it's going to be, you touched on potentially the best defense in the NFC East. I think it'll be the most fun team to watch from a fantasy perspective. You know, according to a lot of the ranks out there, you have Gibson inside probably the top 15, McLaurin, a lot of people have him inside the top 10. Logan Thomas is a top 10 tight end. So a lot of fantasy producers and fantasy key kind of elements from this team. So it should be exciting. And quite frankly, any team that's quarterbacked by Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be exciting, right? And I really think that this could be his first year in a while where he's going to be the full year starter. I think that's kind of why they brought him in. They don't really have anybody behind. I know they have some names that they played out there a couple of times last year, but not like we have any top prospects that he's like overshadowing like he was last year, right, with Tua. So I really think it's going to be a big step up for Fitzpatrick and this offense in general. Now, there's going to be plenty of ups and downs with the offense because that's how Ryan Fitzpatrick rolls. He's going to be, you know, a gunslinger, right? He's going to throw some picks, make some mistakes, but the upside is going to be very, very high, especially compared to last year when they were dealing with dysfunction at quarterback. So I really like Terry McLaurin this year. I like Curtis Samuel as well. I'm with you. I like Dynamic Brown as well. I actually think he's going to, by the end of the year, he'll step into that number three receiving role. Humphries is going to play in the slot a little bit, but I really like Brown. I think he's a dynamic player, as your nickname alludes to. And then, you know, I can't not talk about Antonio Gibson. I love this guy. I think it is a little bit scary drafting him where he is being drafted because you're banking on getting him and producing at a high, like you're essentially getting him at his peak. Yeah. But man, he is an exceptional athlete with a ton of upside. We saw it at times last year. And again, I think with another year under his belt and now with an upgrade at quarterback, we should only continue to expect big things for this guy.
I was a little hard on Gibson when I was going through my top 20 running backs, and it's not so much Gibson. I love the talent. I love the skill set. And maybe it's just year one, you know, he was a wide receiver in college, not a lot of carries, and then converted here to a running back. And that's got to be very challenging for a guy. So you mentioned now another year inside this offense, an actual training camp and preseason games to get comfortable, a capable quarterback as well, where teams don't have to stack the box on Gibson, because some of his games, looking at some of his games last year, Kyle, there was two that really stood out, and they're against the Dallas Cowboys, and everybody kind of ran all over the Dallas Cowboys. So a big part of his fantasy production came against the Cowboys, but he did have 8 rushing touchdowns in his final 9 games. And I would imagine he gets an uptick here in terms of targets and catches. He's very explosive after the catch. So 36 grabs for him last season and 11 touchdowns, RB13 in PPR leagues. He's jumping up a little bit here, but I think, you know, if you get him as like your second RB, I think you're laughing. Like, that'd be the big takeaway from me. Washington, a football, are they a football team? Yes, they are. We know that from the name. Are they a playoff team, though?
You know, I think if they do, if they are, they're going to have to do it by winning the division there. Yeah, which obviously they did last year, but the Eagles obviously improved. I think they're going to be much better. I think the Giants improved a little bit. Obviously, Cowboys are getting Dak Prescott back. So they could very easily go back to, you know, fighting for that third place finish in the division if that's going to happen. I don't think that they're going to have a bad year by any means, and this defense is very good. Probably one of the top defensive lines, in my opinion, especially from just a pressure standpoint. So I do think that they are a pretty solid defense as well. So it's tough for me to say that they're a playoff team, but I think they'll definitely be in contention. But more importantly, they're going to be fun for fantasy. Like, that's what we want, right? So that's kind of what I'm on board with.
They are going to be fun for fantasy. Now, they don't need to score a lot of points to win games because I think that defense is so awesome. Like, we're not even talking about their defense from a fantasy standpoint. If you're playing season-long and you're drafting defenses, you play with defenses. I know a lot of people don't bother playing with defenses or kickers. But in DFS, I'm sure you're going to be talking about them. I'd say they're probably going to be highly priced all season long, really, because they can just generate so much pressure. And that's what we love. You know, when we're attacking defenses in DFS, I think if you're in on Washington, you're better off just to your point, Kyle, I think you said it perfectly. if they make the playoffs, it's because they won the division. So in taking them, instead of taking them plus 135 to make the playoffs, just take them plus 230 to win the division. Better odds there. Terry McLaurin, let's talk more about him. And I mentioned his air yards, just free tool over at ftndaily.com. So his air yards, 47.67%, which is number one in the NFL, 27% target share. His WORP, which is just a weighted average that incorporates a player's share of the team's targets and air yards, that was number two in the NFL, 73.87 behind Devontae Adams. And you mentioned how fun Ryan Fitzpatrick could be in this offense. I'd imagine you got to be in on Terry McLaurin on some overs for yards, getting this guy in fantasy. Like, this is going to be the best quarterback that he's seen. And it's not even close, Kyle.
Yeah, so I was actually running through some of my projections earlier in the week when I was doing some of these future bets, and I actually have him projected for over 150 targets on the year. Wow. He was at 134 last year, only played 15 games, so he missed one game. But you're going to add an extra year or extra game onto the year, 17-game season. So if he plays a full 17-game healthy season, 150 targets, that's a big number, right? And it's not too surprising considering some of the numbers that you just kind of rattled off with how important he is in this offense, especially on the passing offense. So the bet that I like here is over six touchdowns. And I guess we haven't really seen McLaurin be like a huge red zone threat throughout the course of his career yet. He did have seven touchdowns in his rookie season when he only played, I believe it was 14 games that year. And then he had four last season, but he's dealt with a lot of dysfunction at quarterback. It's been a thing that kind of crippled him throughout the first 2 years of his career, and he not only survived, but he thrived in that kind of environment with some weak quarterback play. So getting a quarterback with at least some upside, I know Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to have some ups and downs, but he has upside that he hasn't really seen from a quarterback yet. So over six touchdowns is kind of what the bet that I like for McLaurin. I found it at minus 120 over on DraftKings, and that's kind of the bet that I kind of settled on. You can get the targets and the catch props as well as the yards, but touchdown prop is where I like the most value there.